My name's Dr. Andy Haynes. I'm the Executive Medical Director at Sherwood Forest Hospitals Trust. So in response to the attack, we took the precaution of closing down our systems to prevent them from being infected. And over the weekend, we've then been clarifying that our systems are clear and waking them back up. As a result of that, the clinical teams that have been working for the weekend have had to use paper-based systems. We have those as a backup contingency because clearly electronic processes can fail. So each of them has a backup. And we declared a major incident on Friday around 3 o'clock so that we could manage this safely. We've had to cancel very little activity over the weekend and expect that we will be running as normal for tomorrow. So we're asking patients to attend as expected. But clearly, there is a backlog that we're catching up on at the moment. Things may be a little slower for patients, and we'd ask them to be mindful of that and understanding. And clearly, our ED is going to be very busy, and we would ask that people only attend the emergency department if it's absolutely necessary, and they use all the other services that are available to them if they have less serious conditions. So this is Sherwood Forest Hospitals Trust, which runs the King's Mill Hospital, Newark Hospital and Mansfield Community Hospital. And we operate a district general hospital type acute set of services with an emergency department and all the things that flow on from that. We just don't have the larger tertiary services such as trauma and neurosurgery. Staff have been fantastic. Staff stayed behind until early evening on Friday to make sure that we got all clinical areas safe. Extra staff have volunteered to come in to help over the weekend, so we've been coordinating, using them to get messages out to wards and make sure everybody was clear on what was happening. And clearly staff have been working very hard to keep patients safe. We've had no unexpected safety incidents. We've had a few falls, but we normally see those on a weekend, so we've kept track of those. There have been no unexpected safety incidents that have occurred. And our IT staff have been absolutely fantastic. They've been working in shifts, coming in, doing extra hours, going home for a bit of sleep to come back in.